I am not terribly sympathetic, except for you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk, Exodus 23:19, Deuteronomy 14:21, because I can understand the horror behind the observation. The other day, I compared notes with a friend who is a Jewish neurosurgeon who keeps kosher at home. We encountered some of the same difficulties in finding restaurants, in going to the homes of friends, attending functions, or going to parties. But the reasons were different. His choices were dictated not by his own feelings, observations, and research, but by what foods are certified as kosher by the rabbinate.